They were evicted from two apartments within 5 months because he was too busy shooting up heroin.
They gave their daughter's boyfriend the benefit of the doubt.
Why did you let him come to live with you?
Because he had two children that needed a stable home, and our daughter was pregnant.
What you did was compound a mistake.
And they say he did nothing but take.
I believed he was, you know, going to be a part of my daughter's life.
Well, and then you were operating in some sort of la-la land.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. James and Frances Robinson are suing the father of their grandchild, Justin Sherbrill, for impound fees, utility bills, and car expenses.
Order. All rise.
Now, case number 488 on the calendar in the matter of Robinson versus Sherbrill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, I believe that this is probably your daughter, and this used to be her boyfriend. They have a child together. He also has two children from a prior marriage or relationship that lived with you.
Yes.
And you let him come to live with you.
Yes.
And your daughter was 21 years old when you let him come to live with you. Why did you let him come to live with you?
Because he had two children that needed a stable home, and our daughter was pregnant.
Is she living at home with you now with the baby?
Yes.
That would have been perfect the first time around. Because what you did was compound a mistake. And now you want him to pay for some expenses that you say he promised he would pay if he moved in with his children, and let you take his children as tax deductions because you supported them. What?
That's just, I would have never gave my taxes up when I have two kids of my own, and it was only a little bit of tax money. I stayed with them because Erica did not get along with my mother, and if I could have stayed at my brother and my mother's house the whole time, but instead I go to live with her because she says her parents won't charge us anything to stay there to help us get on our feet. Next thing you know, I'm here because of this. I don't get to see my kid that's born on the 22nd of December because I haven't paid a couple $1,000 they say I owe. You helped me get on my feet, and now I'm here getting sued, and I don't even get to see my son. It's just ridiculous.
Tell you what we'll do. Why don't we start the ball rolling? Why don't I make arrangements for you to take a hair follicle drug test today? And then when those results come back, you can go into the family court with those test results. And if you're clean and not using drugs and haven't used drugs in the last 6 months, because that's going to show up in the hair follicle test, I'm certain that the court's going to give you visitation rights. How about that, Mr. Schneider?
I'm already in.
I didn't ask you when already in. I understood you went through a dry out program when you were living with them.
No, I'm talking about for custody. I'm already in the court proceedings for that.
Great. Yeah. Did they order a hair follicle test?
No.
You could resolve maybe the whole thing if you wanted to see your son. I'll send you for a hair follicle test today.
That's
How
fine.
About it?
That's fine.
Great. We'll get you to sign a release today. And you understand, of course, that if he has not used drugs in the last few months and he's clean, that there would really be no legal reason for him, at least not to have visitation. You understand that?
Yes.
Yes, as long as it was supervised.
You can't say if he's...
He kidnapped his other two children, Your Honor.
Listen to me. That may be additional proof, but you understand that if he's free from drugs, totally drug-free, but you're probably going to come out a winner on this one. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a very, very good lab. But he says that he's fine and that he'd be more than willing to take a drug test, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. We will, in fact, report if you don't take the test. You understand that? And if we report that you don't take the test, the likelihood of you getting unsupervised visitation with this child is little to none. We understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is your action pending for custody and or visitation?
Columbus, Ohio.
Did you initiate the proceeding?
Yes, ma'am. I filled out some paperwork.
Did you hire a lawyer?
Not this time. I don't have any money.
You have two other children. Where are they?
They live with me.
How do you support them?
You know, I do side work. I'm a framer. I get work when I can, and my mom's helping me out right now. It's been a bad year.
What about last year? Last year was a bad year, too.
No, it wasn't.
How much did you earn last year?
$20,000 or something. I mean, it's not great, but...
Did you file your taxes yet?
No, ma'am.
When do you plan on doing that?
Last year. Last year was the bad year. This year just started. I didn't make anything last year.
So 2008, how did you support your children?
My mom's help and...
Okay, so not as a framer?
Not much. A little bit here and there.
You get any sort of assistance from the government?
I get food assistance now for like the last 6... Yeah, for about 7 months, 8 months or something.
How much did you get?
Like $661. I gave them my old food card every month, so it helped while I was there to provide for everything. And, you know, that's it. They said if you can pay for the food and stuff, then we can let you stay here for a while. If you get a job, you know, try to help us out. And I said, all right. And that was the agreement.
Now, I read the papers very carefully, sir, and it indicated that at some point you left the house. Is that right?
I went for the weekend.
Where did you go for the weekend?
I just went to my mom and brother's house for the weekend because me and Erica weren't getting along very good. I said I was going to go do a little bit of snow removal and stuff, try to make some extra money.
Why didn't you take your children with you?
I did.
So your children went with you?
Yes.
And they stayed with you? You didn't bring them back to stay with them? Is not an answer.
Yes, ma'am. They came back for about 2 days.
So you left your children with the plaintiffs?
For 2 days, yes.
And where were you when they stayed with them?
I was with my mom.
Until when?
Maybe January 8th and 9th or something.
Oh, because your answer says that my kids and I lived with Erica's family until December 28th.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's not accurate. Your children stay there now. According to you, you brought them back into January.
Yes, there was 2 days in January where they stayed over there. You're right.
Now, what do you think he owes you for? And I want to tell you something. Make it fast, because I have this much sympathy for you. Wouldn't have let him move in with me, with his two kids, for a second.
Your Honor, it wasn't him that we were worried about. It was his children.
Just a second. Look at the brother. Raise your paw. He's got a brother.
He's a got a mother. Well.
He's
She's
got a
drug addict as well.
He's
listen to me. That is not your problem.
You're right, Your Honor. And I thought those kids needed a stable place to live.
That was
especially
not...
Especially since they were going to be part of my daughter's life, because these two were supposed to be together.
No. I'm telling you, you're supposed to be the smart people. You're supposed to be the adult.
Well,
he comes to your house. Hey, he comes to your house. He's on drugs. He goes off for a month to hopefully sober him up. He comes back. Then he leaves again. They have don't you get the whole scenario?
Well,
you just said to me he kidnapped his other two children.
Well,
when did you find that out? Put your hand down. When did you find that out?
Not until after these two had broken up.
How did you find out that
my daughter told me. She said
just a second. So she knew.
Apparently she did, yes.
And she didn't tell you.
No, she did not.
There you go.
You know, children.
Do you understand? Do you understand why you don't let a 21-year-old's boyfriend with two children, no job, who's on drugs, move into your house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They were evicted from two apartments within 5 months because he was too busy shooting up heroin than to pay his bills.
Mr. Robinson, do you think that this is making you sound any better, sir?
And later today.
How drunk were you?
I was intoxicated. I was not completely belligerent.
You were drunk?
Yes.
That I sort of figured out from both reading this and listening to your nonsense just now.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James and Frances Robinson say the father of their grandchild, Justin Sherbrill, owes for impound fees, unpaid bills, and car expenses. Justin is countersuing for the return of his property.
Now, if you want money from him, you're going to wait in line. The state of Ohio wants thousands from him. That's what they're giving him in food assistance for his children, $661 a month.
$518.
$518 a month.
And
they want thousands from him. They're ahead of you.
I understand.
Because they don't have a choice. You did.
Yes, Your Honor, I did have a choice.
He was on drugs at the time.
He did not.
Then I wouldn't have let him back.
Well, at the time, Your Honor, he was detoxed. And like I said, Your Honor, I believed he was, you know, going to be a part of my daughter's life. That's what she wanted.
Well, then you were operating in some sort of la-la land. Disney makes movies about it.
It was mainly his other two children, Your Honor. They had no stability in over a year.
I don't want to hear from you.
Sorry.
They have been moved around 5 times in the 1 year that I knew them. I know it's not, Your Honor. I just felt that they needed some stability, or they were going to be more of a nuisance to society.
Then you pay for it. You made a mistake. The two of you made a big mistake. And he's supposed to pay you rent, and he's supposed to pay expenses on a car that she drives. They took a car, and he didn't have a license, and he got pulled over, and it was an impound, and this was before he went to rehab. Then you let him go to rehab, and then he came back, and you let him move back with you.
We
you
didn't
made
know all this
several
about him.
Errors in judgment.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
And for that, you don't get rewarded. You knew he had no money.
Your Honor.
The state, hey, put your hand down. The state doesn't give him $518 a month for food if he's got money to pay you.
Your Honor, he works under the table. He's never filed taxes in his life.
Of course not. I know that.
The state's not going to get anything from him over that.
Neither are you. Neither are you. Two of you exercise very bad judgment. He's got two children he doesn't support. You think he's going to pay you for rent?
No one asked him for rent.
Just December.
Well, December that he didn't give up the food card. The food card that he had was in lieu of rent. That was so they could save their money that he was supposedly making so that he could get a job and get out on their own. They were evicted from two apartments within 5 months because he was too busy shooting up heroin than to pay his
Robinson,
bills.
Mr. Robinson, do you think that this is making you sound any better?
I didn't know this stuff until afterwards, Your Honor. If I would have known it beforehand, I'd have certainly not made those judgments or those choices.
Then take it up with your daughter.
And, Your Honor, we didn't just tell him he's the only one that owes. We split what we felt they owed as a couple in half. We're holding her responsible for her portion, too.
Where's she working?
Right now, she's not working. She just had a baby.
listen, I don't want to hear anymore. What property, sir, do you claim that they have that belongs to you that I'm going to want to listen to?
My child's skateboard that we just bought him, a Razor scooter we bought him for his birthday.
Any of those things in your house?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Make arrangements to give it to his brother within 5 days. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
What else?
A TV that was ours, we had.
That was whose?
Me
ours?
And Erica's, we
now
shared.
Now it belongs to her. What else?
Okay. That's it. Just my kids' clothes and stuff. I mean.
You have any of his children's clothes?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very good. Pack them all up along with the two toys. He's going to pick them up. 5 days. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Don't go near there until your court case is resolved. Okay. What do you want?
I have a text message where he admits he owes money to my
family. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. That's all. Goodbye.
Thank you, Judge Judy.
Parties are excused.
Just a second. Wait here. You're not going anywhere. We have to make an appointment for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait right here. Okay.
He was the father of my daughter's son.
I'd love to see my son.
You know, I'm not going to throw my daughter out on the street.
I don't know why they brainwashed her.
I just think it's messed up. I put my parents in this situation.
And to, I don't know.
He did too, and he knows he owes the money. So.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cowart versus Foss. Step forward.
Stephen J. Cowart is suing his former friend, Matt Foss, for punching him in the face and breaking his jaw during a camping trip.
Mr. Cowart, you and the defendant used to be friends. I have no idea whether you are still friends, but it is your claim that he assaulted you. You want to be compensated to the tune of $5,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me.
Well, the night of the incident, I was...
Date?
September 25th, I believe. Early in the morning, we had come back from the bar. We were joking around,
Who
wrestling around.
Who came back from the bar?
Myself and a couple friends, along with Matt, had come back a little before I have. And,
just a minute. Who was at the bar?
There was my roommate, Jesse, had come back a couple, you know, probably 10, 20 minutes before us, I think. And then Matt and a couple of our other friends were there, walking back. Everybody had left. I had come back afterwards, met up with them over.
I have no idea what you're just telling me. Neither does anybody else.
Okay.
How drunk were you?
I was intoxicated. I was not completely belligerent.
You were drunk?
Yes.
That I sort of figured out from both reading this and listening to your nonsense just now.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So I had enough room, I could turn and bite his finger. That's when he starts UFC trying to dive tackle me. So, I gave him a good smack back, and it was hard.
And what happened to your face, Mr. Cowart?
My jaw was broken.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Stephen J. Cowart says former friend Matt Foss broke his jaw during a night of heavy drinking. Matt says it was Jake who was doing all the drinking.
You went to a bar at what time?
We walked over there. I walked over there, Your Honor, probably around 10 or 11.
Who did you walk over with?
My friend Zach, Jesse,
this gentleman walked over with you?
Yes, I believe so.
What does that mean, you believe so, Mr. Cowart?
Well, earlier in the evening, we had all walked over there as a group. A few of us had come back and gone back over to the bar. It's right across the street.
So you went to the bar twice?
I didn't. I only stayed once.
Where had you been drinking that night, Mr. Cowart?
We had been drinking over...
Not we.
I had been drinking over at the trailer park where we were staying for the evening and at the bar.
Go ahead.
So as we got back to the trailer park...
I don't want to hear we. I'm talking about you.
As I got back to the trailer park, we had been drinking some beer. Matt and I started wrestling around, joking around like we had done a lot in the past growing up together. It kind of got escalated. He had choked me to the ground, so we had a few words. As I walked away, kind of stood up and we kind of ended the argument, he walked up and punched me in the face.
Mm-hmm. And you saw that?
Yes.
And you were drunk?
Yeah.
Tell me your story, Mr. Foss.
I met up with these guys in Escondido, California, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We stopped at the gas station, stopped at the grocery store to get beer.
Had you known him before?
I've known both of them for years.
Go ahead.
We proceed to go to the desert, Tocatilla. As we get there, we stop. We all let air out of our tires for off-roading. They crack open the 12-packs. This is about 5:30 in the afternoon. As we drive through, it takes us about 2.5 hours to get to the camp. Every 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we stop so they can use the restroom, pop some more beers. Then we keep going.
Who's driving?
I was driving my personal truck.
Okay.
Jesse was driving his truck with a passenger, and then Jake was in with Jesse, I believe. And then there was another truck with two other people. We get to camp. We all have dinner. It's kind of like a little buffet thing. One of the guys here cooks. Jake came up to me. He was having a Jack Daniels and Coke, and he had a bottle of Jägermeister in his pocket. You know, he was ready to go. At no point did I ever go to the bar that night, or either of them. None of us left each other's sight. So them going to the bar is false. Then we go to a place called Cell Phone Hill. We watch the helicopters practicing. Then from there, we go to another place. Beers the whole time.
Who's drinking?
All the other trucks except mine. I've been sober for years, so no alcohol was consumed.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
In his complaint, by the way. What you say was, after you got hit, you had to go to the hospital, and the only sober one in the whole place was him, who was able to take you there to drive 2 hours. Was him, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. Go ahead. So tell me what happened.
Then we go to another place called Little Grand Canyon. We stay there for probably half hour. More beers are consumed. Then we come back to camp, and by then it's around 1:30 in the morning. I get my backpack out of my truck because I'm getting ready to go to bed. I come back out. I sit in a lawn chair next to Jesse's girlfriend. We're kind of having small talk when all of a sudden somebody's arm is around my neck and their fingers in my mouth, twisting my head to the side. So I had enough room I could turn and bite his finger. I turn around and it's Mr. Cowart here choking me from behind. That's when he starts UFC trying to dive tackle me. I held him down at least 4 times. Knock it off. I'm done. I'm over this. You know, I'm kind of fat and old. I'm out of breath. He comes up in front of me and slaps me in the face. So, I gave him a good smack back, and it was hard. By that time, I was irritated.
Yeah, and what happened to your face, Mr. Cowart?
Well, my jaw was broken in two different places.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
What do you think happens when you get drunk and you start wrestling around with somebody?
On that occasion, I didn't plan on having my jaw broken at all.
Then you don't get blotto drunk.
Yes, Your Honor. We had wrestled. I mean, growing up together.
I don't care what happened when you're growing up together. Okay. How old are you?
27.
And you?
34.
That's what you do when you're 12.
Yes, Your Honor.
And when you're big and solid, you spend the night drinking and you don't know what's going on, you act like an idiot. Expect him to pay for that. He's the one who drove you to the hospital because you acted like such a fool.
Well, the scene when it happened, I didn't hit him.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Oh, you mean he sober?
We were
sober.
Wrestling around.
Sober, just a second. Sober for no reason. Because he's sober. That's what you swore to. That's what I believe. Sober.
Yes.
He came and he punched you in the face and broke your jaw. That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't believe it. Thank you very much. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I got punched in the face. It was assault.
He did something, and, you know, there was an action to his action.
My jaw was hanging to its side, and I was bleeding profusely.
I saw that there was an issue.
I have two plates permanently in my jaw from now on.
If there was no alcohol involved, none of this would have happened.
We had an agreement that he was going to help me pay for the bills as long as I didn't file charges against him.
He didn't want to fess up to it or pay for it.
I tried to keep my friend out of jail.
He lied to his family. He lied to everybody about it.
And it got me nothing.
So suing me was the only way to kind of get out of it.